This potential Palmer amaranth was found in an eastern North Dakota field. NDSU Extension and University of Minnesota Extension sugar beet agronomist specializing in weed control, Tom Peters, says a tissue sample of the plant has been submitted to the University of Illinois for a DNA test. The DNA test results are expected back sometime soon, likely this week.
In the cases of the others that we've had in North Dakota, that there's multiple counties now. It's not just McIntosh, but multiple counties. But what makes the one in the eastern part of the state a little different is these were big plants. In some of the other locations, we saw small plants, plants that weren't making seed. This was an exception to that. These were big plants. These were plants that were similar to what you'd see in Kansas or Nebraska.
In this particular instance, Peter says not only do they have to worry about removing the plants from the field, but keeping fields clean of the seeds.
Our strategy has been to have zero tolerance for Palmer amaranth not to occur in North Dakota. Well, we're past that, so we have it now. In most examples, we're investigating a few plants. Sometimes there's a few more than a few, so I want to be clear about that. If we're going to be successful at keeping Palmer amaranth at a low level in North Dakota, we've got to be vigilant and identify or recognize that it's something unique early on and then manage it early on when it's at the field level.
There is evidence this potential outbreak is from contaminated feed or seed. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.